Well, one of the great names in the Indians' past now joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona, as former Tribe pitcher Charlie Nagy stops by to say hello here in the Indians complex in Goodyear. Charlie, good to see you again.
Thanks. Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and certainly for you, as I said, this is really one of the hallmarks of your time in baseball, your time spent in Cleveland. As you now look at this core group of Indians, does it now remind you of some of the great teams that they had back in the 90s where there was a core group and they kind of grew and came together as a team and matured into what was an outstanding club for many years?
Yeah, just in my short time here, just seen the same similar attitudes, you know, the way they go about their business, the way they just joke around and just have a good time with each other. And, you know, it was fun to watch last year. You know, I was on the outside. I was in Arizona watching in that last month of the season, the way they played. And, you know, they just had their back against the wall, and they had to, you know, fought and scratched and won the games they needed to win just to get into that one-game playoff with Tampa Bay. And then to come here and just see the camaraderie that's going on and how much fun these guys are having, and Tito and the staff, and now you see, you know, what's building here, and it's very exciting.
I wanted to ask you, from an outsider's perspective, when you looked at this club and you looked what they were going through, sometimes when you're immersed in it, you can't see the forest through the trees. So from an outsider's perspective, what were your thoughts on this team in 2013?
It was just, I was just excited for the city of Cleveland, for the organization, for the people that were here. You know, I kept texting them all the time. You know, this is great for baseball. It's always fun when the Tribe wins. You know, I mean, I grew up in Indiana, near and dear to my heart. You know, that's all I know. You know, and just so happy for everybody last year, the way the season, you know, ended up. You know, sadly, you know, they lost that one game playoff and it just ended. But to, like you said, just to see how, you know, the team came together and the city, you know, came around the team again and was cheering on, and the, you know, they came out to watch, and the players that they have, and they know they're locked up for a while, and you know, deciding to see, you know, the Cleveland Indians organization growing
but
in the right direction.
But Charlie, for the team, just to have that snapshot, that one night in October, to see what Progressive Field could be like, what a pressure-packed game is like, how special was that? How important was that experience-wise for that core group of young guys?
There are guys in that room that have been there before, but yes, to experience, you know, they've heard about it, you know, I'm sure time and time again throughout the last few years about, you know, if you win, they'll come out, you know, like in the 90s and yada, 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 but now they got to experience it, and the excitement and the thrill of seeing, you know, Progressive Field. I still call it Jacobs Field, I apologize, but to see it, you know, packed and just come to life with a full house and fans cheering them on, it's a great experience.
Again, we're talking with Charlie Nagy, former Indians pitcher, as he joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. So you're here in Goodyear, so talk a little bit about what you're doing as far as your involvement with the team and the organization this spring.
Just, you know, they called after everything went down last year, just kept in constant contact, and Mark and Chris have been, you know, fantastic, and the whole staff here just been, you know, open arms, and you know, come on down, spend as much time or the whole spring training you want, which I'm going to be here the whole time, and just help out, you know, speak up when you see stuff, you know, or ask questions, which basically is what I do. I ask a lot of questions, and I do a lot of shagging out there, so a lot of picking up balls and whatever they want me to do. I'm just enjoying it. You know, I'm a baseball guy. I love baseball. I love the game. Love the Tribe, and just excited to be here right now.
Everybody knows about Justin Masterson, obviously the ace of this staff. But your thoughts on some of the younger pitchers, especially a very, very special young man prospect in Danny Salazar. As you've seen these guys, it's still early here in Goodyear, but maybe even from afar, some thoughts on Danny and maybe some of the other young pitchers on this Indian staff.
It wasn't too long ago I had a lot of these guys, and when I was coaching in Columbus in
Triple-A,
you know, I had McAllister, I had Kluber for a little bit, I had Josh Tomlin, who's coming back, and, you know, he's competing this year, you know, Frank Hermann, Vinny Pistano, so I'm very familiar with a lot of the pitchers, but, you know, Danny, just to, you know, I saw a few of his games last year, I didn't really know him back then, but you know, just the electricity that comes out of that right arm of his is, you know, you can't teach stuff like that. It's very exciting to see somebody go out and just throw 97, 98 miles an hour.
You mentioned Vinny Pistano. Boy, it was a strange year for Vinny, and sometimes just mentally it's tough for guys to bounce back. Every Major League Baseball player is going to have ups and downs.
Right.
How do you battle through that to say, man, I can get back to where I was? Is it more mental or is it physical?
I mean, there are physical aspects, adjustments that you need to make. You need to, you know, go watch some film, and, you know, it could be just a tiny little thing that you were doing wrong, but it is the mental side of the game that, you know, you got to put it in the past. But that's the beauty of baseball, you know, from one day to the next, you know, you just got to kind of shelve it a little bit. And last year was last year and move on, you know, spring training, everybody starts out brand new again. And you just come in with a good attitude, you work hard, and hopefully things will turn out right.
In the end, will pitching be the strength of this team, Charlie, at least from your perspective?
I mean, on every team, pitching's got to be the strength if you're going to win. Pitching and defense wins games, and, you know, you can score a few runs here and there, and, you know, you'll do well. And, you know, health is a key part of that. You know, it's trying, you know, not many teams go through the season with their five starters that they started the season with and with the same bullpen intact. So you got to have some depth involved and a little luck here and there, but, you know, pitching and defense are the things that win championships.
We were talking earlier about the fact that Tito is a manager that really utilizes everybody on the staff, especially in that bullpen. You've got to be ready night in and night out, and I'm sure from a pitcher's perspective, that's a good thing. You want to know that, hey, every night I can be called on.
No, that's a great thing because, you know, on some teams or in other organizations, you know, they'll ride the hot guy as long as he can until he breaks, and you hope somebody else steps in. But when you're down there, I've been in part of the bullpen, like you said, you know, hey, I got a chance to pitch tonight. You got to be ready night in, night out, and you're going to use everybody. You know, everybody, roles are defined down there, so guys know at what time during the game they're going to pitch or who's, you know, the closer, the setup guy, or there's a couple setup guys, left-handed specialists, but you know, as long as you know that, you know, hey, I got a chance, instead of you're just sitting down there for 5-6 days and you haven't, you know, sniffed a game yet, you know, it just gets everybody involved.
Keeps everybody mentally sharp.
Mentally sharp, yes. And everybody, you know, relies on everybody else, and that's what it's all about.
There you go. Charlie Nagy, always good to see you. Good to see you with that Chief Wahoo and the Block C. That's always a good thing for Charlie Nagy to wear that. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Charlie Nagy joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona.